the truth.
The Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is September the 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Always like to remind the globalists that the world doesn't belong to them. They have no authority to run it and regulate it in any form or fashion. Any more than any other entity. Because it belongs to God, it belongs to His Son, Jesus Christ, who's operated upon it and over all things. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about today is, let me see, I'm going to look, this is a long thing here. I got a little message here. Let me just read this to myself a second. Thank you, Julie. Thanks for sending me that. Okay. And will do. And I'll read that when I get a minute here. And anyway, all the evidence that I see every day, virtually every news story and news item has nothing to do with what the people have told their representatives that they really want. This everything going on is some expert telling us what we have to do. And there's no one, and even though we have some pretty good laws around, nobody's enforcing them. Nobody. And my example is the border. The border is a complete absurdity. It's a proof that we just don't have lawful government in place anymore. There's no government here. We have laws that prevent illegal aliens from coming in, period. They can't come in. And if I see one, did you know that I'm required to report them? Yes, I'm required. It's a law that I report them. I can be fined myself if I'm concealing information about an illegal alien in the country. Do we hear that on the news at night? Do you hear the news saying, "Now remember, if you see an illegal alien anywhere, or if you suspect one, you think they really are an illegal alien, there's reasons for that, you report them." And there's penalties for those who hire illegal aliens. Hey, and if you hire more than 10, you can really get in trouble. You can end up doing prison time. Yeah, these are the laws. Do you hear about that? Does the news tell you that and caution you about that in the evening? Every evening? No, what do they tell you? Well, I'm going to tell you what they told me last night. I was watching Spectrum News. I like to watch that because it's the worst pile of garbage you ever saw. I mean, this is way beyond, this is not news. This is pure agenda, pure scripted agenda, just read to you off of a prompter. So what they were telling us last night is that these new people coming in, these illegal aliens coming into the country seeking asylum. Now, I've covered that once before and touched on it probably a couple of times. Asylum has requirements. Not very, very few people can match the requirements seeking asylum to be an asylee, they call it. You have to prove that you are seen as a threat to the country you're leaving, and that they want to arrest you and incarcerate you and punish you for your political views that you've expressed. You have to prove that you've expressed them, that they are disliked by the government, and that you will be persecuted and incarcerated or treated badly if you stay in that country. That's what asylum is. You're seeking refuge from that. You know what they're claiming now? Inflation. Man, I tell you, it's hard to make a living down there. I was down there, I was trying to make a living. I only made $10 a day. Now, I am sorry, but that's not asylum. You can't be an asylee because times are tough in the country you're coming from. Times are tough, so I just got to go to greener pastures. I was over there in my poverty-stricken country because we have crappy laws, we have crappy this and crappy that and everything crappy in our country, and we don't really work on our country. We don't have any guts to change our country. We don't do anything to change our country. We just kind of look over the fence there. By gory, it's green over there. Why don't you just here? I'll hold the fence, and y'all just climb under there and go in there, and start grazing. Just round up stuff you want. I'm sorry, you can't come in like that. Now, we got these laws. Is the president of the United States doing anything about that? No, not at all. He's encouraging it. Come on, ringing the dinner bell. Come and get it. That's the new policy. It's not complicated. It's not rocket science. It's ringing the dinner bell. There's no enforcement of laws. These hearings they talk about. Absurdities. They should all be fined. All these people should be fined and immediately sent back. Not put on airplanes, jet airplanes, and flown all over the country. I'm sorry, Mr. Abbott. I voted for you. I thought you were a conservative guy. I thought you understood about the border. This crap of putting them on airplanes and buses and nicely driving them all over the country. Is that regulation of the border? And hey, if your point is, if Abbott's point is this, that the Texas is taking too much of the brunt of all these people coming in, and we're having to house more of them than them, then it also means that we have more responsibility to regulate the border. So get your butt down on the border and regulate the border. Because you're the governor of Texas, and they're coming into Texas, and you're upset because there's more of them staying in Texas than going to Chicago and New York and to President and to Kamala Harris's front porch or whatever. That is none of your business. Don't take our money and bus and fly illegal aliens who cannot in any form, fashion, meet the requirements of an asylee and send them deep into the country. That is a moronic, stupid idea. Get some guts and exercise your authority. You have authority, Mr. Abbott. Governor Abbott has authority himself. He doesn't have to call anybody else. He can go down to the border. He can call up the, we have an army. Do you know that? He could call up the Texas Army. He could call up the Texas Militia. He could have a million-man army. Do you know that? He could have a million-man armed army on the border of Mexico in 10 days and lock that damn thing down so tight you couldn't get a lizard through it. And what do we got? We got people still flowing in here. So we got no governor. He ain't doing a damn thing. He's helping them. He's busing them and flying them in deep into the country. That's the most dumb idea ever. Does he think he's going to convince Mr. Biden to do anything? Well, Mr. Biden ain't doing anything anyway. That's, if anything, that's helping the program. How are these people going to get spread around through the country if we don't ignorantly fly them ourselves at our expense all over the country? I'm sorry, you can call that a genius republic. You know, my wife thought that was a great idea. Look what it is. Listen, the idea is not to aggravate northern idiots who won't enforce the law. The job of a politician and a person in office is not to aggravate somebody. It's to exercise the authority you have. Governor Abbott has authority to regulate what? The border of Texas. Why? Because it's Texas. And why? Because he's the governor of Texas. He can say, that's it. He could even have the legislature. They could call a special session. Now, if you want to talk about authority and being in public office, the governor should call a special session on the border. And they could pass a legislative law on top of the others that says no more people coming into Texas because we're saturated with them. We've had it. And put a moratorium on it. Put a moratorium on the thing for 3 or 4 years, 5 years, a 5-year moratorium. No, nobody coming into Texas from the south through the Mexico channel. None, zero, zilch for 5 years. Now, that's the way to take care of business and go down there and use whatever means you can muster. Even if it means calling up the Texas militia. I'm going to tell you what, with the way things are, you could probably raise a pretty good army down there. And to hell with Joe Biden. That guy ain't ever going to do anything. He's playing. See, this is what we've got. No government. Laws are in place, but none of them will be enforced either by. So we have. We really have no, the sheriffs are having a tough time doing it. So we got no sheriffs, you got no governor, you got no president. So what do you got? That's called absence of government. It's called the abrogation. They've given it up. That's one of the major ways of dissolution of a country is that the laws are no longer enforced. Read John Locke, Second Treatise of Government, whole chapter, last chapter on dissolution. Five major ways to dissolve a country from within by its own people. One of them is refusal to enforce the law. That's it. Got no government. Now we can play footsie with all, and that's what these people are doing. They're all playing footsie. I don't give a damn about footsie. And footsie doesn't do anything. Footsie doesn't solve the problem. And who wants to be elected to sit in a dissolved office and do nothing except carry out the commands of those who have dissolved your country and taken it over and overthrown it? And that's what Joe Biden is doing. This guy's got no mind at all. He doesn't think anything about anything. He's just doing what his masters tell him to do. He knows the lay of the land. He knows what the masters want. They don't have to call him every evening and tell him anything. He knows what they want. He knows the plan. The plan is a one world order. The plan is a borderless world. You think this guy's going to initiate a border between the United States and Mexico? No way. So now anybody from the South can use anything as an excuse to be an asylee, to obtain asylum in the United States of America, including inflation. I'm telling you, these people have nobody knows the law, nobody reads the law, nobody enforces the law. Damnedest thing I ever saw. Now, here's a bombshell. I'm reading this right off of the republicbroadcasting.org website. Bombshell, SARS-CoV-2, those responsible by name and how it was done. Fantastic. I want to read this. I haven't not read it yet. I've read the little article here. But this thing has a link to a 57-page document compiled by an attorney named Renz, R-E-N-Z, Tom Renz, R-E-N-Z, Make Americans Free Again. That kind of sounds like the Trump people that Make America Great Again, Make America Free Again, kind of rings a bell. But then it does take you to a 57-page document, and I only read the first page of that, and I'll get to read that later, and I recommend you read it too. That looks really good. And so what does this prove? Again, America and the people that are running America are not enforcing any kind of real law in America. They are implementing a globalist agenda, pure and simple. And what I'm really driving at is us Americans, you listeners, you and I are going to be the only saviors of the United States of America. Not Donald Trump, not Joe Biden, not anybody that's been anointed by the very wealthy and all of that. Not going to happen, because they have to play ball to get there. And we're not going to derive lawful government from ball players of dissolved governments. It's not going to happen ever. Either we're going to find out what lawful government is and implement it ourselves, or it ain't ever going to be seen in America again. It is gone. Adios. Now, and we can turn up all this stuff about what is happening next and what is happening right now and what they did back in assassination of presidents and 9/11, and talk about that till you're blue in the face. But the situation is that it's already been overthrown. And overthrown governments are not known to prosecute themselves and to create lawful government out of the ashes of the dissolved one. These things need to be created over again, originating from the people. And I don't see any signs so far of... There's a few, I take that back. I see a few signs of people that are trying to do that and get their mind in that direction and getting others to go that way too. And I want to do that. I want to entertain everybody's idea of what we can do to create lawful government in our state and in our union of states, or whatever it takes to have it. So... anyway, stay with us, and we'll be right back after this.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN. And we've already got a caller, Don from Arizona. Thanks for calling in early, Don. How you doing?
Hello, Ron. I think when we get this new governor here at Kerry Lake, you're going to see a different operation. She's going to send the National Guard. I believe her. I don't think she's lying. She says the same thing over and over again with a straight face. You can tell when people are lying or BSing, like most politicians. You know,
yes.
Like your governor there. He's a typical rhino. I mean, he's there to grab money and funnel money over to his friends and stuff. Now I saw one video. I think it was Abbott. I think it was the National Guard. He would set the National Guard down there. I think it was Texas. It might have been Arizona now with Ducey. But it showed the National Guard was trying to stop the migrants from coming. I think it was Eagle Pass there. There's a,
yes.
like a gate there, right?
Yes.
And, the National Guard guys were there. They were trying to stop. And then here comes the Border Patrol guys, and they said, no, we're taking control. You know, so you just got to tell those border control. You got to get the governor can tell those border patrol people to, hey, go to some tavern and get out of the way somewhere. You know, just go get drunk in the nearest beer joint or something, but get out of the way and let these National Guard guys do what they're supposed to do if you're not going to do it. So the key is it's an emergency. You have to announce it's an emergency, and then by the Constitution, I'm not an emergency, an invasion. An invasion. Use the word invasion and announce that it's an invasion, and then you have the right. And you don't. Carrie Lake is not going to wait for permission from the feds. She's ready to fight the feds in court, and we're going to get a pretty good attorney general in there, too. And I really believe that she's going to. I mean, I might be wrong. Who knows? She might get in there and immediately take a bribe from George Soros. You know, it's probably.
I don't believe that. I actually believe that people have grown so ignorant over time that they don't really know what the law is, and they don't really know what their authority is, or how federal authority operates within state authorities, and how these state and federal authorities overlap each other, or which takes precedent when. But a lot of this is actually in the Constitution of the United States, and it can't be altered unless they have some kind of an amendment. Well, the only thing that the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and that's the federal thing, the only thing the feds have is the ability to make sure that becoming a citizen is uniform and the same throughout the union. So the terms of becoming a California citizen or citizen of the United States in California must be the same as it is in Texas. But that's the end of actual federal jurisdiction or authority over immigration. Each state, believe it or not, has its own authority to regulate those coming into the state, into their state. And so the state of Texas has full authority to regulate the numbers of people, foreigners, coming in to the state of Texas. And they don't need to talk to anybody else. They can institute that. Enforce the law. And the law is that these people must be arrested. You don't treat them with all this wonderful stuff. You arrest them, and you actually fine them. They owe you money. These people have to pay money when they come in and get caught as an illegal alien, or they can go to jail. So, I mean,
you can also tell them to stand there with a rifle and just say, turn around and go back to.
Well, that's the best way. So you just right. don't allow them to come in at all.
Right.
But they're treating them like tourists.
Phenomenal. What I'm saying is that it's going to be something different when Kerry Lake, you know, if I'm wrong, I'll eat my hat on your radio show here. They won't be able to see me. You have to take my word for it. I'll eat my hat, okay?
Okay. Well, just
I'll
crunch.
Let you go, Ron.
Do
thanks
some crunching, you sound. Get some crackers. Okay, well, thank you, Don. And I think we got a break coming up right now. And right after that, we'll take Lark from Texas. All righty. Hang on, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And we have Lark from Texas with us. So, Lark, good to hear from you. What you up to?
Well, not much. I thought I'd weigh in on your discussion today. I don't find a damn thing wrong with it. the words ring true. I just want to share a couple things, and I'll try to be not more than about 2.5 minutes. Ron,
super. Well, take your time.
Back in the 70s, I remember I got hired on to a place called Pecan Plantation Country Club. I was newly married. I was in my 20s. I was a young man. And I learned that this place had been built on the backs of 250 illegal Mexican workers that were brought into this undeveloped land near Lake Granbury. And they were going to build this highfalutin, fancy country club with a golf course and a bunch of fancy houses. And so they brought in a bunch of trailers, and they brought these journeyman workers, you know, these people that had skills in carpentry or bricklaying or concrete or something.
Yes.
250 of them.
Yeah.
It was no different from a company town back in the Old West. You know, as exemplified by that old country song, I sold my soul to the company store.
Yes, yeah.
Remember mining camps and railroad camps and this and that, and they bring these cheap workers, and these people, generally speaking, when they left the site of all this work that they put in, they usually had nothing left, because a lot of them are allowed to bring their families in. They got to pay rental on these trailers. You know, they have to buy the food that's handy to us. And the company owns the whole damn town.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah. And that's like in the 60s or something, wasn't it? In
the 70s too.
So yeah. Yeah. That's recent.
Here in Texas. Here in Texas, you know, 50 years ago. So anyway, coming forward to today, you know, a lot of listeners out there do not realize that there is such a phenomenon known as syndicalism.
What's the term again?
And the word is syndicalism. It's spelled S-Y-N-D-I-C-A-L-I-S-M. Syndicalism. If you look on the inside of the box of a Dutch Master's cigar box, that's a painting by Rembrandt, and it's called The Syndics of the Draper's Guild. That's where that word comes from.
Huh.
Now, a syndicalist is a trade unionist.
Okay.
Now, you have to ask yourself, when you look at that picture, okay, the syndics of the Draper's Guild, do those people look like blue-collar workers to you? Well, no, they don't.
Uh-uh. Well, is that word from a syndicate derived from the terms from the same source, syndicate and syndicalism, or what?
It's similar, okay?
Yeah.
There are distinctions. Okay,
yeah.
That's why I say
it's kind of like a workers' guild or union or something.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
the worshipful order of the bankers, the company of the Mercers. It goes to trade unionism, or to the medieval, all the way back to the medieval European guild system.
Yes.
Okay, so let me bring it up to speed. Okay, let me make my point.
Yeah, okay.
The thing about it is the average American thinks of a syndicalist, if they know of the word at all, and if they understand that it's synonymous with the words trade union or trade unionist, or trade unionism, okay, that this must be like, you know, the dock workers, the mine workers, the steel workers, and the automobile workers, the teachers, and so forth and so on. Yes, that's true. But guess what? It's not only blue-collar, it is white-collar and professional. And examples of which are the U.S. Conference of Mayors, the National Governors Association, the American Medical Association. There are many sheriff's associations and metropolitan chiefs of police. It goes on and on. And the Bar Association. These are closed shop trade unions, every bit as much as blue-collar trade unions. And syndicalism, if you look it up in encyclopedia, it's called universally a replacement for capitalism. Now, there are thousands of these things in America, and I warned the RBN listeners 11 years ago.
Yes.
I told them about it. You know, I never got a discussion going. But yes, if you go to the World Economic Forum website today, you're going to find out that the National Governors Association is a partner in a public-private partnership arrangement with the National Governors Association, which includes Greg Abbott, Ron DeSantis, I don't care which governor it is, because remember, there's only 50 of them.
That's right.
And Greg Abbott is part of this, okay?
Yes, yes.
He is a part of this.
So are you telling us this thing is just a show, that all of this stuff, it just keeps creeping. Their agenda keeps being imposed on us gradually, and all this resistance is just for show. It's fake resistance. It's to entertain you.
Exactly. It's a dog and pony show, Ron, because until we identify the source of the problem, okay, and the system, yes, the name of it, and the law, the actual law that they're superimposing over and upon all constitutional law, and including commercial administrative law or UCC law, okay? They want one world, one government, one religion, one law.
Yes.
Okay, and the law that these people are serving the interests of is not good for the American people. I don't care if you are on the left, on the right, or anything in between, because
that's
it boils
right
down to economic slavery.
And then with actual slavery,
with all these tech-crazed people out there that are putting up these, I mean, they're sticking us inside of a digital prison, for God's sake.
Right, right. And they're all trying to go somewhere in their careers. Well, what must they do to do that? They must follow all the requirements of the guild, the syndicate that they're in.
And we have to recognize these people acting as independent entities, no different from your average corporation. They make deals. They create contracts amongst different entities like themselves or others, you know?
Yes.
And people like Greg Abbott, I mean, these politicians, let's face it, I mean, one of the main things that we understand for sure about any politician is that they need to raise money to get reelected.
Yes.
So these people are the most malleable, easily bought and paid for people on the planet. And they really are no different from scientists and university professors and so many people that'll do anything to feather their own nest and make sure their paycheck arrives on time.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, so I just want to point that out. That this Greg Abbott does not represent anybody in Texas, because let me tell you the last thing. There was a book called Practical Idealism that was published back in the 20s or the 30s.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And since 1950... there is an award, and you can look this up in any encyclopedia. It's called the Charlemagne Prize.
Huh.
The Charlemagne
Prize. Okay.
That's right. And what they do is they give this award out every year since 1950 to the person who has advanced the cause of multiculturalism and unchecked immigration from third world countries into Europe. But see, the same thing is happening in America.
Yes,
and
the
right
Charlemagne, that's appropriate because he was a conqueror of the known world at the time. So it's conquest of the world through open borders.
Yeah, so people like Abbott and DeSantis and all these people that scream about immigration and stuff like that, they are just simply playing their role, okay?
Yes. It's pretty obvious.
Like it's like a vaudeville skit, you know?
Yeah. Not that I want this moron to get in there. What's his name? Some kind of stupid name. Then he changes it to make it sound Hispanic or something. What's that guy's name? Running for governor?
Oh, Beto O'Rourke. That guy.
Oh, yeah. Beto, whatever that O'Rourke. What a joke. This guy's an absolute moron.
He's a crypto Jew. And, you know, I live in a suburban area, you know, pretty quiet. You know, a couple blocks from a golf course, you know, typical suburban setting, you know, here in Richardson, Texas.
Four doors down, really, you got two. You really blend in there, Lark.
I'm surrounded by zombies and criminals. Are you kidding me? Four doors down from me are two lesbians who are both college professors at University of Texas at Dallas, which I can walk to. It's a mile away. And in their sign is in their front lawn is a sign that must be about 4 foot by 6 foot high, and it says Beto O'Rourke.
Yes, you know it. You know it. And is it multicolored?
Anyway,
multicolored.
I don't know, but you know, I mean, these divisions that between the American people are artificially constructed. And it goes all the way back to the public schools and especially to these universities, you know. And I'm telling you, the American people have no representation whatsoever.
You are so right.
I don't care if it's
local. I got a question for you. Do you have any idea or direction you think that we as a people without lawful government in place, with no one that will enforce the laws we already have, well, do you have some kind of idea of what we can do?
We could organize a mass movement for everybody to, number one, stick their TVs out on the curb.
I'm for that.
And we can organize a mass revolt in which we state we will not vote. Because let me tell you something, with an electronic vote tabulation system, you can bet these elections are hackable, just like these people at the World Economic Forum, you know, suggest that the human beings themselves are hackable.
What it means is we're not voting already. So why pretend you're voting? Why pretend you're voting?
All we're doing is aiding and abetting the enemy within who's taken over the government, because we have no lawful government. There is no consent of the government. Everything is artificial and manufactured. You know, it's like watching a vaudeville skit unfold on the daily basis.
It's pure entertainment. Because the real decisions, what really gets done, has nothing to do with the people and their representatives. It's all theater.
Yeah,
everything in Washington is theater, and in Austin, too. It's theater.
Yeah, theater of the absurd or theater of the macabre, you know, label how you wish. You know, I could tell you one last thing, Ron. I don't know. I lost my train of thought. You know, I just, I'm thankful
sorry,
for your...
I laughed too much on that. Thanks for letting
me vent.
You bet, Lark. Yeah, anytime. Now we have Pat from Texas. All right, thank you, Lark. Pat, how are you doing? You there? I know you're there, Pat.
Oh, now you hear me. Okay.
I do. I do hear you now. Sounds good.
What we need to do is just go ahead and secede. So we're our own country. If we want to light them up and shoot them, we can do it. It's our country.
Well, that is an idea. But let me run this past you, Pat, because this is one of my pet arguments. And I'm going to ask, because this is so important, I'm going to ask Julie that we skip this next break, if she will allow me to do that, because this is an important topic. Secession is what you're talking about, and it's a very popular idea. And even our last governor of Texas mentioned it. What was his name? Perry, Rick Perry. And but let me tell you something about secession, which doesn't work for the secessionists. Number one, before you can secede from something, it has to lawfully exist. So when you secede, because let me tell you why that is. If it doesn't lawfully exist, there's no need to secede from it. Secession is a legal maneuver to get out from a legal combination. So it must legally exist to start with. And if you secede from it, you are actually saying that you want out of something that lawfully exists. Because if it doesn't lawfully exist, there's no getting out of it. It's already out. Everybody's already out. So in the case of our union, all 50 states are already independent republics, because if it's dissolved, then all these states are on their own, independent already. Now, all you have to do in that circumstance is to issue an observance of the truth, an observation of the dissolution of the United States of America. And that's simply a declaration.
Well, let me say this. When somebody proves to me that he wants the kind of constitution we have, and I'm not talking about the Mark Levine kind where you add some amendments that they will violate them too, okay? I'm talking about the real constitution that's got us this far. But I can't find anybody who really wants that. They used to be people that did, but now they don't. They want a new form of government. So what good would it do us to do anything? Because
Pat, hang on. I don't think I got hold of Julie. So we'll be right back after this, and you can close out with it.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Traveling down.
Julie. That was a perky song. We shouldn't end on that one. We ought to start on that one. Anyway, Pat, you still with us?
Yeah.
Very good. And what were you saying?
Well, if you get Bethel in here, he'll put in a state income tax to do all this stuff, and then he'll misuse it like Biden. He'll be using it to bring more of them over.
I believe
that's
that.
Your choice. That's all you got. If everybody wants to talk about the governor of Texas a few months before the election, you can forget it. You weren't interested the whole time. It didn't matter. It doesn't matter what you get.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't vote him out. There's nobody else who could win but Beto.
Yeah, this Beto guy, I don't believe he doesn't know anything about government. I mean, he's the most ignorant.
Oh, yes, he does. He was a U.S. Rep for 2 terms, and he took it. He did just exactly what Wendy Davis did. He just took over. It didn't matter any rules.
Let me say this. I didn't say he wasn't ever been in political office. I said he doesn't know anything about government. Offices are filled with people that don't know anything about government. That's why we're in such a hell of a mess. Mm. If they knew anything about government, they'd say, hey, wait a minute. This thing needs to be some serious alterations, Kat.
It doesn't matter what they know. It matters who pays the most money to some people. And that's what you have to look at. Who gets rich and who can barely get up enough money to run?
Yeah, well, what do you do about that, though? You can't.
Money's going to come from
somewhere. But that's, you know what that says, though, Pat? That says that the system is so far gone that when it only takes millionaires to fill public office, it means you can't have anybody any good.
Listen,
it's not going to happen.
Listen, we had a Mexican guy who was going to be governor for sure. Man, you know, the Mexicans thought they finally had their first Mexican governor. He was filthy rich, but he didn't beat Perry. Money doesn't talk.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So,
well, I hope that's right. I hope that's right.
I'm just saying, but Beto's not. What he did up there in Washington was when they broke all the rules, he got down on the floor.
Unfortunately, we got to go. That's the end of the show, and thanks for calling, and we'll see y'all maybe tomorrow. Okay. Bye-bye.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.